Track 14, Rhonda, Resistance and Repositioning. I would like to once again bring up the concept of BAD, or bad questions, discussed on track 9 to show you how I connected this into resistance for Rhonda. Have you found, like I, that when a female client is in the midst of an abusive relationship, she is trying to figure out what's best for herself and her children? Rhonda was always trying to take stock and reevaluate her options. If you recall, Rhonda, the 41-year-old school teacher, had two children. Rhonda had been married for 20 years to Jeffrey. In track 9, we discussed how I used the BAD, or bad questions, with Rhonda. The bad questions were, number 1, the B stands for bear. I ask Rhonda, do you think you can bear this type of treatment for the rest of your life? Number 2, the A stands for acceptable. I ask Rhonda, you stated your husband is not behaving the way that a man in love in a committed relationship would behave. Is this acceptable to you? Number 3, the D stands for deserve. I then stated, as you've said, there has been good times between you and your husband, but now you sound unhappy. Do you think that you deserve happiness? I used the BAD, or bad questions, bear, accept, and deserve. The BAD questions were a step towards Rhonda's resistance to Jeffrey's controlling abusive behavior. The result? This resistance repositioned Jeffrey out of the status of being the great catch. Here's an example of how this resistance and repositioning out of the status of being a great catch evolved in one session following Rhonda's use of the BAD questions. Rhonda triumphantly stated, as she took her usual seat in my office, I refuse to do Jeffrey's laundry. I'm sick of his criticism. He kept telling me that I was doing it wrong. So I told him that if I couldn't do it right, he should take his dirty shorts somewhere else to get them cleaned professionally. This is the method Rhonda chose to show resistance to Jeffrey's extreme verbal abuse. Obviously, when your client, who is in an abusive relationship, begins to see a therapist, he or she has already taken steps to resist and reposition themselves regarding their partner's control. This resistance to Jeffrey's control helped Rhonda start to regain strength in the relationship. She regained a level of pride because of her resistance, rather than feeling, as she stated earlier, like a doormat. But in looking at the bigger picture, can you see how Rhonda's action challenged the balance of power in her relationship with Jeffrey? Following Rhonda's big announcement that she was not doing Jeffrey's laundry, what would have been your next step in her session? Here's what I stated in a supportive manner. Some actions are more effective than others, and sometimes we may even be counterproductive, but you never know what will happen until you try it. I admire your courage. How is it going now? How do you feel now about it? How is Jeffrey reacting? Here's a basic that bears repeating. When a woman in an abusive relationship comes to me, I recommend that she finds a support network. Ask yourself, when your client is resisting control and repositioning the balance of power in their relationship, do you need to assist him or her in assessing their sources of support? This is a basic, and I know I can easily overlook this one when caught up in the drama of my client's trauma. So, in your next session with your Rhonda, who may be resisting control, repositioning their great catch, and as a result challenging the balance of power in their relationship, do you need to help him or her assess their sources of support? Question 14. Resistance against an abuser in a relationship challenges what? This 2-CD set, entitled But I Have Such a Great Catch, Treating Abusive Controlling Relationships, has covered such topics as disintegration of self-image, increased awareness, can't you take a joke, cold weather analogy, Jekyll and Hyde reframing, Bitterman's Brainwashing, Connecting the Dots, Urban Legends, Bad Questions, Communication Magic, I'm Just Too Sensitive, Yo-Yo STSS, and Resistance. We appreciate the fact that you have chosen the Healthcare Training Institute as a means to receive your continuing education credit. I hope you have found the information to be both practical and beneficial. I wish you the best of luck in your practice. This is Catherine Appleton, and thanks for listening.